John dictated the consultation put on patient James Knapp. Reason for consultation, neosyncope, bradycardia. History patient is a 79-year-old male with a history of neosyncope period, a patient underwent a loop cord implantation 2 years ago period. Recently, a patient had one episode of neosyncope and a loop cord interrogation. At the time of the neosyncope, he showed heart rate 30 beats per minute, which is sinus bradycardia period. Patient is referred to me for permanent pacemaker implantation period. Patient had extensive cardiac workup done in the past and normal left ventricular function by echocardiogram period. Current medication, atorvastatin, multivitamins period, allergies, non-endocrine allergies, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use, family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysarrhythmia. Review system in general, denied in recent weight gain or weight loss, no vision or hearing impairment, cardiovascular. As per history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD. Abdomen, no history of nausea, vomiting and diarrhea, extremity, no history of arthritis. Neurological, no history of seizure disorder, TIA. On examination, blood pressure 131/70, pulse is 53, respiration 16, weight is 162 pounds. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilateral, heart is regular rate and rhythm. No murmurs or gallop, abdomen soft, normal active, bowel sound, extremity, no edema. Click impression number 1, sinus pericardia. Number 2, neosyncope. Recommendation, patient has symptomatic sinus pericardia. Discuss with the patient regarding permanent pacemaker implantation. Procedure is going to benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, collapse of the lung period. Please send a copy to Dr. Bashir, B-A-C-H-I-R, Ghassan, G-H-A-S-S-A-N.